Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I have Swayed at the network. We're live across America and also around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Michael Cutler, retired senior special for the former INS Immigration Naturalization Service, with his latest Radical Democrats Have Become Adversaries of Freedom. In the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Good stuff from him, including Trudeau and other Presidio elites to truckers. Stay in your lane. Hey, and by the way, whenever I had Kimberly Dvorak on the other day, where I was talking about the fact you could go to Facebook, keep track of the truckers, guess what? Facebook said, no, we're taking that off. Yes, I guess they took it off yesterday, so forget it. In the news, an Illinois school district is defending its decision to allow an after-school Satan Club to be held at Jane Addams Elementary School. That's in Illinois. Malanco Valley School District released a statement after the elementary school's children were invited to join in an after-school program sponsored by the Satanic Temple. The district confirmed that the decision was approved by the district's Board of Education. The Malanco Valley School District and Board of Education have policies and administrative procedures in place which follow for community use of its publicly funded facilities outside the school day, the district said in a statement. The district stated it does not discriminate and allows all organizations to rent out its facilities for a fee. Comparing the after-school Satan Club to the Good News Club. The after-school Satan Club, comparing it to the Good News Club, after-school evangelism program for kids. Quote, the district has in the past approved these types of groups, one example being the Good News Club, which is an after-school child evangelism fellowship group. Flyers and promotional materials for those types of groups are approved for lobby posting or displayed only and not for mass distribution. A copy of the flyer has been made available to students, parents, and the lobby of the elementary schools, though the district claims it does not widely distribute them. According to the flyer, the club will meet February, March, April, May at Jane Addams Elementary. The flyer states the program is taught by volunteer teachers who have passed criminal background checks. The program is aimed at first through fifth grade students and requires signed permissions from the parents. That's nice. And the after-school Satan Club program actually began in 2016 in opposition to religious clubs. The Satanic Temple's founder vowed to specifically target elementary schools and has petitioned to start clubs in schools all across the nation. From the Daily Wire, Mark Sidney reports the military government in Myanmar is in place after a coup provided by widespread accusations of voter fraud plagued the country's recent election and has now seized the bank accounts of George Soros's Open Society Foundation. After taking control of the country in a military coup provoked by allegations of voter fraud earlier this year, the Myanmar military government has seized several bank accounts belonging or affiliated with George Soros's Open Society Foundations and has announced arrest warrants for 11 members of the organization in the country on suspicion of giving financial support to the civil disobedience movement against the military junta. The program will also take legal action against the Open Society Foundations, which they say allegedly violated restrictions on the activities of such organizations, did not receive approval from Mandanar's authorities for the deposit of $5 million into their Mandanar bank accounts. It is also alleged to have illegally withdrawn $1.4 million from its bank accounts. A website that tracks Mandanar political developments from Thailand wrote, quote, military-aligned groups, including the Union Solidarity and Development Party have accused Soros of manipulating Manyanar's politics by supporting civil society's organizations in the country. National File reported extensively on these ties between Soros and failed president candidate Hillary Clinton and recently ousted state counselor Aung San Suu Kyi. Clinton advised Kyi to contest a parliamentary seat in the 2020 Burmese elections, which Kyi ultimately did, kickstarting the latter's former political career in Burma as known as Mandanar. Isn't it kind of strange that Hillary Clinton is giving them advice on who should run over there? Aung San Suu Kyi also received strong support from then-President Barack Obama, who routinely advocated for her release from house arrest. Kyi was arrested repeatedly during the 1990s and 2000s for subversive acts following her involvement in riots against the Mandanar government. Obama awarded her the U.S. Congressional Gold Medal in 2012, which she described as one of the most moving days of my life. Ultimately, the Obama administration engineered Aung San Suu Kyi's rise to power in 2015 by placing sanctions on Mandanar and insisted on only removing them if she was given a political role in the country. Another important ally of Aung San Suu Kyi was progressive billionaire George Soros and his global NGO network, which strongly supported her activities. Mandanar, by the way, also recently banned Facebook and Twitter in the country after they alleged the platforms used were promoting anti-military protests following the military takeover. I bet that's a report that not too many people are going to hear about, since it's concerning Obama and Mrs. Clinton. Democrat desperation. What steps can a political party, desperate to keep their near total control of Washington and most major cities, take when their policies have spectacularly failed and their popularity is close to hitting rock bottom? Well, Frank Vernuccio reports on this, says, short of admitting its mistakes and engaging in a total reversal of almost all of its policies, the only way to remain competitive is to change the rules of the game, eliminate or prevent safeguards that ensure honest balloting, label everyone that disagrees or even openly discusses its failures as a domestic terrorist, racist, or moron, and then use the full power of the federal government, supported by a sympathetic media, to harass them. At home on the southern border has been open quite wide, exposing the nation to extraordinary expense, dangers from criminal cartels, human traffickers, disease, and those from across the planet who seek to do harm. The once dominant U.S. energy industry, which not only kept domestic prices low, but provided international allies with the ability to thumb their noses at Moscow, has been slashed. Absurd policies have emptied store shelves and brought inflation to massive heights. And if all of this sounds like the old Soviet Union or current-day Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, it's not coincidental. The socialist policies that wrecked those nations are to a significant extent those that have been adopted by the ruling American progressives that seek to change election laws. In our one great cities, leftist district attorneys ignored public safety and established laws as they released criminals onto the streets and refused to seek incarceration. The one magnificent American public education system has been co-opted by radicals seeking to defame the nation, push propaganda, and wrest control of young minds away from their parents. Abroad, the weakness excluded by the White House that sees the American people as more of a threat than the aggressive militaries of Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea has encouraged the despots of Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, Pyongyang to take advantage by threatening their neighbors and preparing for actions which resemble those that initiated World War II. Obviously, all of these and those results would cause a shattering blow to the ruling progressive ideology in upcoming elections. So how do they avoid losing, change how people vote, and even bring in voters who are not even American citizens, as has been done in New York? Indeed, so desperate are New York's leftists to control elections that even after state voters rejected a ballot initiative to alter election rules, the governor seeking to do so by other means. Democracy is an obstacle to the Democratic Party goals. The audacity of the move is outrageous. The allegation that showing proof of identity is somehow a racist act is absurd on its own face. The concept of same-day registration, which would eliminate all possibility of preventing fraud, defies common sense. But it doesn't even stop there. Unwilling to obey the separation of powers enshrined in the U.S. Constitution or the right of people to regulate their own local affairs, a dramatic power grab by Washington politicians seeks to federalize election rules. The D.C. politicians behind this are so intent on illicitly preserving their power that they are seeking to destroy long-standing Senate rules to do so. Those rules, by the way, have been vigorously supported by the same senators who now want to eliminate them in an urgent bid to keep control. President Biden has called the bid to change voting laws as a turning point for America. He's absolutely correct. If passed, the ability of American citizens to determine who runs the nation will become obsolete. It will be replaced by professional political hacks, party professionals, radical activists who will use techniques such as ballot harvesting, multiple registrations of the same individuals in different districts, and the use of mass unsecured and unverified mail-in ballots to predetermine the outcome of all future elections in favor of those who are contemptuous of the principles of individual freedom, the rule of law, and the concept of one person, one vote. By the way, Frank Vernuccio filed that. Excellent guest. He'll be back again on Tuesday. Well, let's see. You may have heard that China has fired up a giant coal power plant in face of calls for cuts. Yep. China under fire for approving new coal power stations as other countries try to curb greenhouse gases has now completed the first 1,000 megawatt unit of the Shanghaimuyo plant, the biggest of its kind under construction in the country. Located in Ordos in the cold-rich northwestern region of Inner Mongolia, the plant will eventually have 4 generating units and is designed to deliver power to the eastern coastal Shandong province via long-distance ultra-high voltage grid. China, by the way, is responsible for more than half of the global coal-fired power generation and is expected to see a 9% year-on increase in 2022. All right, program note. When next we meet, which should be on a Monday, Elaine Donnelly, founder and president of the Center for Military Readiness, talking about the CMR Challenge, Strength of Our Military and Secure American Freedoms, and Andrew Art Arthur, his latest on Representative Briggs, releases the shocking report on the state of the border enforcement. Coming up next, Mr. Michael Cutler.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn from What's Cooking Today. Join me Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, for the great information we give you with food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment. We call the program What's Cooking Today, and it's really a one-hour show you need to know all about things that'll be important for you for that day in your life. So if you like food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment, tune in to me, Michael Horn, What's Cooking Today on CRN.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder, and let me tell you about my guest, Mr. Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent from the former INS, that's Immigration Naturalization Service. He is host of the radio program, The Michael Cutler Hour. Mike has testified as an expert witness at numerous congressional hearings on issues related to the enforcement of immigration laws, especially in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. You can find his articles at Newsmax.com, MichaelCutler.net, FrontPageMag.com, TheAmericanConservative.com, and USINC.org. Welcome, Michael. How are you, sir?
I am terrific. Happy Friday, Chuck. Thank you for having me. By the way, when you speak with Andrew Arthur next week, tell him I say hello. You know, he used to be the chief counsel to the House Judiciary Committee for the Republicans.
I'm going to tell you something.
I worked closely with him over the years. Yes.
Andrew Arthur has the longest intro you could ever have on any radio show, and we do the short version, which is 1, 2, let me count it real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 lines. The guy has done everything. I'm telling you, you know, immigration judge is one of the best things when you really want to pick his brain. But wow, yeah.
In Pennsylvania, yeah. But before that, he was counsel to the House Judiciary Committee, and that's where I know him from. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Good guy. Yeah, he just moved, by the way, to North Carolina just recently. So he's hiding. He's hiding. He told me, Chuck, don't tell anybody where I moved to. And I said, all right, I'll never, ever. Uh-oh.
You just did.
Yeah. Hey, I got a report from you not too many minutes ago on radical Democrats have become Adversaries of Freedom, and you were, it's all to do with the JFK address to Congress back in 1961, yes. Huh?
Yep, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Save your old neckties. They may come back.
Yeah.
I wrote about this, believe it or not, August 26, 2020, for Front Page Magazine. And as you're looking at the explosion of crime and the and the foolishness of this administration between the Attorney General, Mayorkas, and Biden, you know, the president came to New York. We have a problem with violence. It's never been this bad, Chuck. I'm a lifelong resident of, you know, Brooklyn. It's absolutely a free fire zone. We've never seen this before. So we're going to go after the guns. We don't need gun control. We need criminal control. What a novel thought.
Yeah.
We still don't have self-shooting guns. You may have self-driving cars, but we don't have self-shooting guns. And so what this administration has done is to say, okay, if we've got to go after the crime, we're going to send you the FBI and DEA and ATF. They live immigration out, even though we have a serious problem with transnational gangs and a flood of narcotics. There's a clear nexus between narcotics and crime. And in fact, for half my 30-year career, I was assigned first to DEA Unified Intelligence, and then I became a senior special agent with the INS, and I was assigned to the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. We had tremendous trafficking from foreign groups around the world, not just Latin America, Asia, and elsewhere, flooding America with drugs. China now providing fentanyl. It's the number one killer in America. But we're not going to deal with immigration, even as Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, just 2 days ago, said that they're opening up a new espionage investigation against China, two a day. But they're going to focus, apparently, the limited resources on American domestic terrorists, I guess because you complain about the curriculum that being used to brainwash American children.
They probably just put China in the headlines to make people think, whoa, look at there, they're not only picking on America, they're also picking on China. Yes, okay.
And they'll assign one agent per case because they don't have the resources. They're overwhelmed. Is this the time to be doing foolishness? But what dawned on me, because when you look at these crazy prosecutors, prosecutors are supposed to work hand in glove with law enforcement. As an agent, the prosecutors were part of our team. We worked together. Now the prosecutors are the adversaries. They're turning the criminals loose faster than the police can arrest them. And I remembered this article that I wrote about a year and a half ago, and I said, gee whiz, let's revisit it. So John F. Kennedy, in warning about how the communists and dictators around the world were trying to quash freedom, because there was a movement towards freedom around the world, but Kennedy observed that the Southern Hemisphere was in jeopardy as they were trying to turn their countries into freedom countries, democracies, and so forth. You had the bad guys, China, Russia, Cuba. And here's what he said. And
okay, and before you get to here's what he said, here's what I have to say. We got to take a break. and then we're going to, believe it or not, we're going to get to Michael Cutler and this story. Radical Democrats have become adversaries of freedom and goes way back to JFK's address. Sometimes things just don't change. They just have a different face. We'll be right back.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Wallace Shawn stars as an aging, pretentious film scholar who's dragged to a glamorous European movie festival by his much younger wife, Gina Gershon, but can't figure out the value of his own existence or reality in general in Woody Allen's latest effort, Rifkin's Festival, now playing in select theaters and available for rent on various streaming services.
My mind started playing tricks on me. Now I'm beginning to question everything, what I want, who I am, who in the world am I?
Okay, you're the latest, but not the youngest stand-in for this film's productive creator, Woody Allen. There's nothing particularly funny in this film, but more seriously, there's very little fun, other than scenic Spanish coast locations and some witty recreations of classic movie scenes in the protagonist's dream life. It's rated PG-13 for some language and sex references. 2.5 stars for Woody Allen's amiable ambling Rifkin's Festival.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground. Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with the one and only Michael Cutler. And going back now to, what was it, Congress, 1961. My goodness.
Yep.
Now, things don't change. Go ahead, Mike.
They don't change. But what Kennedy warned about was how this was happening to other countries, not our country. But just look at where we are, and you realize that what was being done by the communists around the world is now being done, I believe, inside our own country. And so Kennedy, and I hope everybody will read the article in its entirety and then read Kennedy's speech in its entirety. I believe there's even a video, so you'll be able to hear him deliver it, which is wonderful. His ability as a public speaker actually got me interested in communications, which is what I wound up taking my degree in. But yeah. My article was "The Radical Democrats Have Become Adversaries of Freedom" at Front Page Magazine. And here's just a couple of quick excerpts, and see how this doesn't parallel today, or does parallel today. The great battlegrounds of the defense and expansion of freedom today is the whole southern half of the globe, Asia, Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, the lands of the rising peoples, and their revolution is the greatest in human history. They seek an end to injustice, tyranny, and exploitation. More than an end, they seek a beginning. And theirs is a revolution which we would support regardless of the Cold War and regardless of which political or economic route they should choose to freedom. For the adversaries of freedom, and here we go, did not create the revolution, nor did they create the conditions which compel it, but they are seeking to ride the crest of its wave to capture it for themselves. Yet their aggression is more often concealed than open. They have fired no missiles, and their troops are seldom seen. They send arms, agitators, aid, technicians, and propaganda to every troubled area, but where the fighting is required is usually done by others, by guerrillas striking at night, by assassins striking alone, assassins who've taken the lives of 4,000 civil officers in the last 12 months in Vietnam alone, by subversives and saboteurs and insurrectionists who in some cases control whole areas inside of independent nations. Think about the chop zone we saw in Washington State and elsewhere, the independent areas that they tried to gain control over, right? And then he went on and said this. They possess a powerful intercontinental striking force, large forces for conventional war, a well-trained underground in nearly every country, the power to conscript talent and manpower for any purpose, the capacity for quick decisions, a closed society without dissent. Are we not there yet? No dissent because of the media and so forth, right? Without dissent or free information. And long experience in the techniques of violence and subversion. When you look at the criminals who have been turned loose on our streets in the name of social justice, that's not social justice. Most of the people being killed by these thugs that are being turned loose are actually members of the America's minorities. How many black children have been shot sleeping in their beds or sitting in a car with their parents? So you look at the massive level of violence. You look at the false information, the way that every effort is being made to stamp out dissent or free conversation. Does that not sound reminiscent to what we're seeing here today versus what Kennedy warned about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of their scientific successes, their economic progress, and they pose as a foe of colonialism.
Yep. And we're being colonized by China. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, was against America going to the Chinese Olympics the last time, apparently, according to reports, until her husband was given a multi-million dollar contract to shuttle the athletes and visitors around to the Olympic events. And suddenly she said, let's go. Well, now she just issued a statement. I saw it on Fox this morning where she said, you know, there's problems in China, but I hope American athletes will not say anything because we can't protect them. I fear for their safety. If you fear for their safety, why are they in China? And why isn't our government shutting down travel to China? Normally, the State Department, when they perceive an immediate risk to American lives, try to keep Americans from traveling to those dangerous countries. Well, China certainly would appear to be on that list, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mike, have you watched any of the Winter Olympics?
No, I have not.
Did you know that I accidentally tuned in last night, late last night, I guess it was, and I saw the skating, ice skating, and the couple, man and woman. These days you have to identify man and woman.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or you may need another choice, by the way. It may not even be that clear cut, but keep going.
Yeah, really. But anyway, I saw the Americans. I said, man, that's a fabulous job. And they shot up into first place with I can't remember the exact numbers, but I'm just going to take a guess, like 56. They got a 56, right?
Okay.
And then the Chinese came out. And I got to tell you, I said, oh, my goodness, they are fabulous. And sure enough, they went up to, I think it's maybe the highest skating score ever given. But there would be other people who say, well, they just get those big marks because it's in China. But no, I had to admit, boy, they were a little bit more exceptional than the Americans. And both of them were fantastic. But you worry about it, and I'm thinking, I'm looking there and thinking, well, if they're not successful, I wonder if they're going to get killed.
You know, anything is possible in China, just like North Korea, just like we saw with that young man who was tortured and sent home in a coma. And why, then, would we allow businesses to do manufacturing? My wife and I love to watch Shark Tank because it shows the American dream is alive. So many of those investors, these millionaires and billionaires, started from poverty. But how many times do you hear them saying, well, the landed price is, meaning that it came here from China? When you have an adversary that is hell-bent on world domination, every penny we give them tends to feed their military. They're committing so many acts of espionage. And you look at where we are today, and you look at Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, who, again, according to reports, has received $31 million from the Chinese government How many of our politicians have been corrupted by China? You look at Eric Swalwell. How in the world can he remain in Congress when he admitted to cavorting, apparently, with a Chinese prostitute who was involved with their intelligence service?
And on the intelligence
on
committee.
The Foreign Relations Committee. This is insanity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We've become our own worst enemy. This isn't representing the best interests of America or Americans. And then you look at the midnight flights. In fact, I was just talking to Lou Barletta the other day. Lou, of course, was the mayor of Hazleton. I helped him when he was the first mayor to enact immigration ordinances to fight against the Dominican drug gang that set up shop in his quiet town. They were killing people, selling drugs in the playground, and the Bush administration refused to help him. And so he got sued for enacting those ordinances. I was his final witness at the trial that followed. And then he became a member of Congress. He's now running for governor in Pennsylvania. But he videotaped a couple of those midnight ghost flights coming into Pennsylvania with illegal aliens. They were being bussed all over the place. And then cars met the buses, and they were dispersing them everywhere. They followed one bus, he told me, and it went into New Jersey. The administration is acting the same as a human trafficking organization. And what I find particularly disturbing is that you have Biden saying, well, we're going to go after human trafficking. And the attorney general makes a distinction between human trafficking and smuggling. And there is a distinction, certainly. An alien who pays to be smuggled into the country isn't a victim of human trafficking. That person's a co-conspirator. The person who's forced to come here or coerced to come here is a victim. But they're still violating the same immigration laws. Yet this administration that is determined to ignore the immigration laws refuses to provide immigration law enforcement to go after human trafficking and to go after the violent crime. Again, even though we know transnational gangs are playing a huge role in the violence we're seeing around the country. And we had a couple of instances in Texas, a police officer killed by an illegal alien. In New York, a young 19-year-old girl. Of course, she's young. She's 19, working at a Burger King, shot to death because she didn't get the money fast enough for another illegal alien from Jamaica. And yet, boy, the administration is focusing on Americans. And meanwhile, here's the backdrop. You just had a woman arrested. She's an American who became a battalion leader and a trainer for ISIS. Okay?
Boy,
she was brought back to stand trial. Mm-hmm. She was reported to have said to people that she was working with, I'm going to get you into the United States so you can blow up schools and garages, and we'll just come across the Mexican border. It's a very easy way to get to America. You also just our special forces, they get the credit, took out the head of ISIS. So I guarantee you that ISIS would love nothing better than to launch attacks inside our borders, and we have no control over our borders. So explain to me how you can protect America when you have millions of people in our midst and we're clueless as to who they are. How does that work?
Clueless.
By the way, did you see the rubbish? Did you see the rubbish on the border where these people got rid of all their identifying documents so we have no idea who they are?
No. But speaking of rubbish, you had an article, it doesn't say where it was, which one of the many that you write for, entitled Biden Administration Now Running the Biggest Human Trafficking Operation in History.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which one was
.org. USINC.org.
Okay.
Yep.
USINC.org. All right. You got to read that one there. Boy, when you've got the president's administration now running the biggest human trafficking operation in history, there's something wrong. Did you want to get back Kennedy's speech here, because there was another one I had that was highlighted that was, there is no single simple policy which meets this challenge, and it's where experience has taught us that no one nation has the power or the wisdom to solve all the problems of the world or manage its revolutionary tides. Very, very good stuff. Yeah.
Well, Kennedy was one of my all-time favorite presidents. It's a toss-up between JFK and Dwight Eisenhower, another incredible president with an amazing resume. Just like Mr. Obama's resume, community organizer. Okay, sure thing. I have to tell you, these aren't left-right issues. these are American issues. You know, full disclosure, I'm a lifelong registered Democrat, but the Democrats are not Democrats. They are acting quite the opposite of anybody who believes in true democracy. They are totalitarian, and I believe they seek tyranny within our borders. And they're going to do it by controlling speech, by controlling the economy. I believe they want to crash the economy so everyone becomes dependent on government for money. Think back when you had an allowance. I know when I was a kid, my mother might have said to me, I don't want you spending money on comic books. Well, I had to listen because she would stop giving me money if I didn't listen. Once I got my first job, if I wanted to buy comic books, well, that was my decision because I earned the money. When the government controls the money that the people receive, the government will be easily able to attach strings and control the population. And you have to realize that these people are control freaks.
Let me ask you something real quick with that statement. How does that tie in with COVID and what they're doing with COVID and paying people not to go to work, right? Same along those lines.
Yes, it's about crashing the economy. And they keep talking about legalizing, and I want everyone to remember this. I keep saying it, but I'm going to keep getting back to it. Biden's comprehensive immigration reform would have legalized at least 25 to 30 million. Forget the 11 million. Yale University in 2018 estimated it was 22 million. I think even that was a very low number. But each alien could then bring in all their kids. So if on average each alien who gets legalized brings in four children, it's not just Latin America, it's from all over the world, folks. You could look at an influx of over 100 million people, which led me to write another article where I said, and this is for Front Page, that the Republicans should be demanding that an environmental impact study be done before any immigration bill is considered. Because every person who comes here needs more than a pillow to sleep on. They need food, they need water, they need shelter, they need electricity and sewerage and transportation and access to health care. And if they're children, education. There is no way that this is sustainable. We have a drought in the West. Every person needs a minimum of 85 gallons of water just for sanitary purposes and cooking. And that doesn't include the water needed to irrigate the land to grow the food that we need to feed the millions of people they're trying to bring here. Not sustainable. And so we as Americans should have enough ability to stand up and say this is enough. We never hear politicians talking about governance anymore. And this is both parties, folks. It's only about raising money. Charlie Smith is running for Congress and he's already raised $2.3 million. Wonderful. Imagine if law enforcement did that. It's called bribery. But no one even talks about a vision for how they would make America better and stronger for the average American citizen. No one even talks about that. Both parties. It's about winning the election and getting the campaign contributions, but nothing about governance or how they would make the lives of Americans better. Isn't that the question everyone should ask every politician?
The political critters, they call it job security. From day one, I always remember the very young guy that got in New York, representative, and was so he was talking to me and used to be on George Putnam's show all the time. I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, he was saying, boy, the very first day, I said, here's what I want to do. I want to do this. I want to clean up these city parks. I want to get all involved in all this right here and whatever we can do for the whole country. And hold it. No, no, no. You got to right now start working on getting money to get reelected. That's the number one priority.
How many emails do you get about money? Send me money, send me money, and send me money.
Yeah. And it's always somebody's doing something really good, and but he really needs your help, you know. I get thousands of emails like that, you know. It's this guy, and a lot of them have great ideas, but, you know, it's maybe that's what we become. You know, if you don't
get
the money.
Well, it is, because they're beholden to the people writing the checks. And why are people writing those big checks? They're doing it because these people have become their employees. I mean, think of the employer-employer relationship. The employer writes the check, the employee cashes it.
Taking that break, the one and only Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, Front Page Magazine, usync.org, and, of course, host of the radio program, the Michael Cutler Hour, and that's on Fridays, every Friday. Let Mike tell you what time that is. I think it's 8 p.m.
7 p.m. East Coast time.
7 p.m. East Coast time. Okay, got it. And we'll be right back with more from Mr. Michael Cutler.
Thank you. Hi, this is Fred Dreyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS Immigration Naturalization Service. Boy, I always remember whenever Mike and I first started talking, and it was always interesting about how whenever you guys would go into a restaurant and they'd offer you free coffee, remember? You guys deserved a free coffee. Boy, get in trouble for that. Now, I don't know, probably if you don't do it, they'll close you down, huh?
Well, I think what's really happened is the agents are really the people that are getting clobbered by their own people. The agency itself is the biggest impediment to getting the job done. When you have a guy like Mayorkas, did you see that exchange between Mayorkas and a gutsy Border Patrol agent who turned his back on him? Mayorkas, of course, is the head of Homeland Surrender.
No,
did I say Surrender?
That.
Homeland Security. And, Mayorkas said, I will never turn my back on you. And the agent looked at him and said, really? He said, you did that the day they appointed you.
Ooh.
And I thought, good for you.
Yeah.
And I predicted that he would be a disaster because when he was the head of Citizenship and Immigration Services for Obama, he was investigated at the behest of the employees for demanding that they approve petitions for visas they never should have approved, even when the FBI warned that a company was involved with terrorism in Iran. By the way, he just ordered a terrorist released who was picked up crossing the border illegally. The FBI interviewed the guy and said, this guy needs to stay in custody. He's an international terrorist. And Mayorkas released him into the community. What do you think of that?
Well, you know what? I'd get the guy's name so that whenever or whatever, so that we can identify, you know, we'll say that's the one that Mayorkas let in.
It's unbelievable. But the problem, obviously, are the American parents who complain about their children being brainwashed instead of educated in their public school system. The Americans are the terrorists. It's remarkable. And then we've had cases of dual nationals being arrested and charged with terrorism. So they'll make a point of saying he's a U.S. citizen. Well, if he's a dual national, maybe he naturalized. And if he naturalized and he's a terrorist, maybe you should be looking at his naturalization application to see if he committed fraud. But now there's a problem. Mayorkas also said that aliens who lie on applications for citizenship have nothing to fear because if we've given you citizenship, we will never go after you for lying if we find out about it afterwards. Meanwhile, the law is clear. This is a serious felony, and yet Mayorkas has told the world, if you lie on your application, you have nothing to fear from us. We will not take your citizenship from you. How does that make sense, and how does that protect the American people?
You know, it's like something in the air. Don't lock anybody up, you know. Let them out. And
unless it's an American. And by the way, they want to charge children in some communities with trespassing if they go to school and they haven't had the vaccine, right? But they don't want to arrest aliens who trespass on America. Is that not a remarkable?
Well, of course, the big news also, they're locking up children if they're not wearing their mask and if the parents are late and all, you know. Oh, boy.
But that's what I'm saying. But they're charging them with trespass, but they won't charge aliens who trespass on America with trespassing.
Yeah. I think they've got a problem with identifying the enemy, you know?
Well, I think we know who the enemy is. Turning out to be these corrupt politicians. Forgive the redundancy in the term corrupt politicians.
Yeah. And I saw what's happening to the L.A. Sheriff's Department on Tucker last night. You know, they've been cut. Oh, I mean, thousands of sheriffs have been cut. And these guys are doing 30 hours. You know, at break, 30 hours, and then you're off for a little while, and then back for 30 hours. Crazy, Michael, and we've run out of time.
But that brings us back to the article. See, the whole point is the violence is being perpetrated not by insurgents, but by criminals that these lunatic prosecutors are turning loose on the streets.
All right, Michael Cutler, frontpagemag.com, usync.org, michaelcutler.net, newsmax.com. And the AmericanConservative.com, I guess. Yeah, okay, there's another one. Thank you very much, Mike, and look forward to our next visit.
Absolutely. Be well. Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
You too, sir. Michael Cutler.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Suede at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let me tell you about my world-famous guest, Mr. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. He's also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. Mr. Duke appears on many television shows and frequent guest on radio shows, especially like this outstanding show called Talk Back with Chuck Wilder. Yes. His website, really hard to remember, so write it down, SelwynDuke.com. And ladies and gentlemen, and now it's time for the Duke, Duke, Duke.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, 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 Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Man. How many outstanding writers have their own theme song? Huh, Selwyn? How many? Tell me.
You know, Chuck, I'm amazed that you're here, that you were able to pull yourself away from the Beijing Olympics.
You know what? Now, you aren't listening to the first hour of this show, I'm sure, because you're really busy on your, you know, writing things. Well, wait a minute, though. The latest I got was actually one that I missed, and I just noticed it today, so it wasn't, you weren't busy doing that one, that about Joe Rogan. But anyway, I actually confess that last night, accidentally, I turned on the Olympics, the Winter Olympics. I just wasn't into it at all, but there it was already on the channel for some reason.
Mm.
And they had the United States skiers, you know, the man and woman, and did great, got the highest score. And then here come the Chinese, and my goodness, I think they broke the record for the highest score ever. But you know what? I have to admit, were the judges that, boy, I mean, they were fantastic. So my obvious question, Selwyn, did you watch any of it?
No, I didn't, but I know about that skier Eileen Gu, who's supposedly American, raised here, but she's competing for the Chinese. I'm actually writing about that right now, and I would have had that article for you, Chuck, but unfortunately my brand-new computer yesterday went kaput, and that means now I'm speaking to you via my old computer, so I hope it holds up and that I don't sometimes sound like this. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah.
Because if that happens,
if that happens,
it's never me. If I'm not totally and completely articulate, it's always the equipment. See, I've taken a lesson from the Gavin Newsoms of the world. I'll just be totally narcissistic. Nothing is ever my fault.
writing about Luz, you could have said, in lieu of this we have, and in lieu of this, you know, does that make any sense? In lieu of Lou, I didn't have any more for you. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Liars. L-I-A-R-S, liars. You know, when I first saw it, I'm thinking, liars? What's that stand for? You know, because everything seems to have letters, you know. It's been that way for a long time, but whenever I see capital letters, you know, it's like, well, let's see, that could be ladies in arms really suck. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, acronyms are everywhere today.
If you go on Facebook, and I go on Facebook, and I'm going to confess something, okay? My main reason for going on Facebook, number one, I do have, you know, friends that I went to school with, things like that, that are on Facebook. But number one is I'm such an animal lover, you know, with dogs, especially dogs, and then cats. And I get some fantastic pictures of dogs and cats, and that's my number one reason for going on Facebook. Facebook was covering one that we're going to talk about, you know, the truckers a little bit later on, the trucker convoy. And I had a guest on, Kimberly Dvorak, and we were talking about, you know, if you want to keep up to date what's going on with those truckers, you can go to, you know, the convoy, whatever it was, Ottawa Convoy 2020, something at 2200. Facebook just took it off. I think probably one day after we mentioned, there's where you go to get your information. Hiding it, hiding it. Is this
I
one
know.
Here?
There's no political bias, right? None at all.
Right. So yeah. I'm sure they're giving you the updates on Joe Rogan, though, right?
Yeah. I know. It's really something, I have to say. Well, a lot of people have been talking about the Joe Rogan situation, and for those people who don't know who he is, and that's still a lot of people, he's actually, I believe, the most popular podcaster in the whole country. He's got 11 million listeners a day, I understand, and some of his podcasts actually draw many times that. So he has a lot of influence, and Rogan is an interesting character. He's not a typical media type. He didn't really cut his teeth in the media. He's been a mixed martial arts figure. He was a commentator in mixed martial arts. He taught martial arts at one time. He was an actor, although not a very famous one.
Can
but
I jump in here
anyway,
real quick and tell you that if he was into martial arts, he definitely knows the difference between right and left.
That's right.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, though, I don't think in the political sense he truly does. But that's part of the point. He's sort of a middle-of-the-road guy. He's not an ideologue of any kind. But nonetheless, he's been under attack recently. He's been accused by the mainstream media of spreading misinformation, which is very interesting. Because that accusation itself, as I write in my piece, by the mainstream media, is not really in the nature of misinformation. No. It's more like disinformation, and there is a difference. And the difference is what? Well, misinformation is an untruth that you spread quite innocently, perhaps. The disinformation is when you purposely spread an untruth. You know it's a lie for the purposes of deception. But anyway, that's why I said, I mean, the mainstream media becoming indignant about Rogan or most anyone else spreading misinformation is sort of like, well, Kim Jong-un slamming Switzerland for human rights abuses.
Right.
But anyway, so why is Joe Rogan under assault? Well, it's very simple. He's had the temerity to step outside the establishment box, Chuck, and actually interview people who will espouse ideas that don't accord with the establishment narrative on COVID-19. He's interviewed people right. such as Dr. Robert Malone. He's a pioneer in the development of mRNA technology. Doctors such as Peter McCullough. He's a renowned COVID physician. These are men I've cited on a number of occasions myself. They're highly credible. They have sterling credentials, unlike Anthony Fauci. They've done a lot more in this world, in the medical field and the scientific field, than he has, that's for sure. But because of this, the powers that be are seeking Rogan's cancellation because they don't want anything that's going to contradict their establishment narrative. And the bottom line is, you know, it's funny because you have the mainstream media, like I said, criticizing him, people at CNN. Well, contrast how CNN is doing relative to Rogan. Like I said, Rogan has 11 million listeners a day. CNN's average show, guess what, how many viewers it draws? 500,000. It's lost 90% of its key demographic viewers during the last year alone, okay? So the bottom line is the mainstream media, part of their motivation, Chuck, is not just ideological, it's also jealousy, I believe. I mean, they don't like the fact that this regular guy, and that's what he seems like, is really running rings around them. I mean, he's not a professional journalist. He's not part of the media pseudo-elite.
Yeah.
So part of this is business. There's no doubt about it. I mean, remember, Rogan is one of their competitors, taking wind out of their sails. But, you know, as people have pointed out, though, Rogan, he's not a reactionary, he's not an ideologue, he doesn't think that he knows it all, and he doesn't even claim to be an expert on politics. And that's what's so ironic about this attack on him, because, again, I'm not a big fan of his, but what he does is he basically just interviews people, and he'll interview anyone, liberals, conservatives, all sorts of people, establishment figures, anti-establishment figures. That's what he does. And that
well, let me ask you this. Do you think he follows under any type of person? In the old days, it was always called a program director, you know, for radio and television, and they were responsible for who they hired and stuff like that. Or is he buying his time on Spotify, and they just sort of say, try to stay within the limits? Do you have any idea how that's working? Because, I mean, as I understand, boy, Spotify, you know, they've got gobs of, you know, people. And truthfully, Selwyn, it's like on CRN, you know, we have like 8 or 9 channels, you know, that just go 24 hours a day. Do you think there is one guy on Spotify that started raising hell, or do you think it was complaint letters going into the people that sweep the floors and said, hey, did you see what came in here? You know what I'm saying? Wonder who first raised the problem about it. CNN, because he was stealing their listeners?
Well, to answer your first question, I don't think he really answers to anyone above him. I think that he arranges the whole show himself. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I do know that he has a $100 million contract with Spotify, so he's making big bucks. And, of course, when you're operating in that kind of rarefied air, you never know. Maybe you do have a whole crew. But the bottom line, as to who made the first complaint, as I understand it, because I've been following the whole thing, the mainstream media just started complaining about certain things that were espoused with respect to COVID on his show.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think, and I don't have this in my article, Chuck, I think that Rogan played it wrong. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was 3 weeks ago, he issued sort of a mea culpa because he's an honest guy. He's a down-to-earth fellow. He said, listen, maybe I don't always get it right. I don't always know that much. Maybe I was wrong about this or that. And the way I perceive it, that's when the media really pounced. And let me tell you why I think he played it wrong. You never, ever apologize to the left for being politically incorrect. You never, ever do that. And the reason why is that the left is not operating in good faith. They're not interested in reconciliation, in seeking common ground. They want to destroy you. And as soon as you apologize, they smell weakness, and they just swarm like sharks. That's what they do. They smell blood. And that's why I've said this for a long time. Look, if you're dealing with someone on a personal level, of course, be a good person. If you're wrong, apologize. But when you're dealing with the left, do what Trump does. He's the perfect model for this. You'll notice he never, ever apologizes to the left, and that drives them crazy, but it robs them of a lot of ammunition. And also, it allows you to become a hero and people will rally behind you. Understand that as soon as you apologize, as soon as you start backing down, apologizing for being politically incorrect, your support can just dissipate. And it's like this. Think about the movie Braveheart. You know, Braveheart gave his troops that pep talk because he wanted to rally them to the cause. What if instead he had said to the British, well, you know, I'm sort of sorry. Maybe I was wrong about this and that. Maybe it was a mistake. His troops would have just melted away because the rule is simple. If you won't stand up for yourself, why would people stand behind you? That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to stand against the whole establishment, and especially if you can make headway in that battle, boy, you'll become a hero, and then people will really, really be energized, and they'll rally behind you. So I do think he played it wrong.
Yeah. There are a lot of people, and you're included in this, and so am I, that have been talking about COVID for a long time and about the good treatments, you know, the treatments that really work. And, you know, and I've caught a little flack on it, like, I don't know, I think maybe this guy's a little nutso, and it's not you, okay, and I won't mention who the person was. But anyway, but now all of a sudden, you know, I'm not blowing my horn, but I'm just saying, it's sure coming around now that all of these people that have come on here and all these reports we've had are turning out to be like 99% correct. Maybe there's one that might have been wrong, you know. But, boy, I'm telling you. And I'm forgetting, what is the, is it ivermectin, the one that's been around for a million years, how they started mislabeling?
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I just got an order of that in the mail.
did you? Fantastic.
Yeah.
I believe, in fact, one of your articles, I'm pretty sure it's got to be one of yours because I read so many of them, talks about that we have to take a break. Do you remember that? I know. I didn't hear the music.
Absolutely.
Anyway, is the fact that it is absolutely perfect, but they're mislabeling it, you know, like worm medicine. Yes. We'll be right back with the one and only the Duke, Mr. SelwynDuke.com. That's SelwynDuke.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, it's firearms and hot fuzz. Joining the panel will be veteran Hollywood star and firearm enthusiast Joe Mantegna, host of Gun Stories. Then conservation officer Sidney Collins from Wardens highlights the important work of fish and wildlife officers. Plus, Cat Daddy will have tips for getting through the winter fishing doldrums. The Revolution is presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk, CRN2.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder here with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Selwyn Duke, who in 1999, listener, won the lotto and got about $800 million and just didn't know what to do, so he bought a little studio and started writing stories. Huh? No misinformation here at all.
I wish that wasn't misinformation. That sounds good to me. That's my kind of fantasy.
That's a dream. That's what we need, yes. So getting back to Rogan, I just want to say real quick, I'm seeing on this Facebook, remember when I brought up Facebook a while ago and it probably got way off track, is that so many people are, you know, saying, I'm going to leave if they don't get rid of him, you know, and normally you get a response like, yeah, well, I hope he gets a whole bunch more comments, you know, and so you will leave, you know, and whoopee, get out of here, you know, and all the people that have music that aren't going to be on there anymore. You know, that's positive for the guy, for Rogan. I mean, all these people that say, if you make him leave, you know, we'll leave. So, you know what I'm saying? It's it shows you how many people really like him, put it that way. Yeah.
So. Well, that's right, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Ever since this whole brouhaha started, there has now been this boycott of Spotify where Neil Young, the rocker, said he's pulling his music, and he did. Then others joined him, and I guess what really upset them was that people who Joe Rogan had on were touting ivermectin, and Joe Rogan took it himself when he developed COVID. And what's so funny about these rockers taking offense at ivermectin use is that really, these people are upset about off-label drug use? I mean, what, is ivermectin the only drug these rockers have never done?
The whole thing is unbelievable. Really. Somebody threatened to put Yoko Ono on there if you took him away.
I saw that. Yeah. Yoko Ono has threatened to put her music on Spotify if they don't get Joe Rogan off.
That ought to do it right there.
But, you know, really, though, why do they hate Joe Rogan so much? Well, we mentioned a couple of reasons, but talking about power and ideology, you have to remember that if you're trying to sell something absolutely ridiculous, well, Joe Rogan, even though he's not an ideologue, may call you on it because he is a regular guy. He just calls things as he sees them, and he's not the kind of person who's going to entertain the notion that there are more than two sexes simply because it happens to be fashionable. So here's a good example. He at one point was talking about Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. He said, Jen Psaki is talking about misinformation online and combating misinformation. She distributed misinformation because she said that it's approved by the FDA and their gold standard. He was talking about the vaccines, right?
Right.
Well, the thing is he was telling the truth about that. Jen Psaki was lying. But talk about chutzpah. This didn't stop Psaki from calling for Rogan to be censored. This happened just the other day, okay? What she said is she was talking about Spotify's disclaimer. Spotify has not expelled Rogan yet because he's a big earner for them. But it did say, well, we're going to do more. We're going to put disclaimers on some of these podcasts about COVID, blah, blah, blah. Psaki said, it's a positive step, the disclaimer, but we want every platform to continue doing more to call out misinformation and disinformation while also uplifting accurate information. There's more that can be done. Okay, now again, talk about chutzpah. And let's point out something here, Chuck. This is, and I've said this before on your show, this is an end run around the First Amendment using big tech as a proxy for stifling speech. Now, why do I say that? Well, because now the nexus, the link between big tech and big government, is so close that it's almost a distinction without a difference. I mean, we've even seen, I believe, Democrat figures in the upper echelons of the party and big tech figures communicating. And ideologically, they're all on the same page. They're joined at the hip. So if someone like Psaki says something like this, big tech is listening, and it's going to respond, at least to some degree. So this is a real problem. This is an end run around the First Amendment. This is tantamount to government censorship of speech. That's, you know, absolutely what it is. Yeah.
What was the one that Trump was banned on? Was it Twitter?
Twitter.
Yeah. You know, because he said something about, I think there might be voter fraud going on. You're off of here. There's no such thing as voter fraud. That was their reasoning. You know, and then Psaki doesn't realize that all of these vaccines you've been getting, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they didn't go through the rigorous, you know, experiments and testing and everything that a normal vaccine goes through. And that's why it's not really a vaccine. That'd be a great article for you, Selwyn. It's not a vaccine, you know, and bring them up to date. Hey, I cannot believe that these breaks are coming up faster than usual. You know what that means, right?
Hey,
that we're making more money than usual, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, capitalism has to have its place. You know, we're not socialists.
Yes, that's right. And that place could be in your old studio that you're now broadcasting from. But here, nothing goes wrong, goes wrong, goes wrong, goes wrong. We'll be right back with SelwynDuke.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Beyond all the glitz and the glitter, beyond the quadrennial excitement, there's a new film that focuses on the human dimension of the Olympics, looking at the athletes and what they suffer. Yes, suffer. The film, The Weight of Gold, now streaming on HBO Max.
Win or lose, I've felt a dramatic emptiness.
I thought of myself as just a swimmer and not a human being.
That's multi-gold medal winner Michael Phelps, who speaks intimately and eloquently, along with other Olympians like Lolo Jones, Sasha Cohen, Apollo Ono, and the late Steve Holcomb. The movie deals in a sensitive, in fact, unforgettable manner with problems of paralyzing depression and even suicide, with people who are universally admired for a couple of months and then most frequently forgotten. It's rated TV-14 for some very sobering material. 3.5 stars for The Weight of Gold.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor. I look like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground. Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American and the website selwynduke.com, talking about Rogan. You said that you were talking about Carson, who also played a clip of CNN's Brian Stelter, journalism answer. Anyway, it was Psaki and... It was a quote here. Let's see. You think about major newsrooms like CNN that have health departments that work hard to verify information on COVID-19. And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it and make it up as they go along. So we have a problem that's much bigger than Spotify and much bigger than any single platform. And there's this thing about a hidden video. Would you tell them about that CNN had and shows you how they don't necessarily tell you the truth all the time, do they?
No. Yeah, I will get to that in just a moment. Let me just point out the chutzpah of these people. They're upset ostensibly because Joe Rogan is supposedly spreading misinformation, but these people lie like they breathe. And let's illustrate this. You just talked about what Brian Stelter was saying. Okay, now he's journalism's answer to George Costanza, the Seinfeld character. I'm surprised that hasn't caught on because the two are so much alike it's not even funny. But anyway, he's saying, oh, CNN is credible. We have these health departments. They do all this research. Meanwhile, CNN and the rest of the mainstream media, Chuck, have gotten COVID-19 wrong the whole way through. But it's worse than that. Now, you mentioned that video. In 2017, CNN figures such as Van Jones were caught on hidden video admitting that the Trump-Russia collusion story was pure and utter nonsense, but they were pushing it anyway. And here's the thing. Now, that was by Project Veritas. They conducted that sting operation on CNN. But if CNN knew that that story was false, trust me, the rest of the mainstream media knew as well, because CNN is not uniquely brilliant. I can promise you that. Okay? But let's move on. How about the Hunter Biden laptop story? You remember that? Well, before the election, that emerged. But the whole mainstream media said, oh, this is Russian disinformation. This is pure and utter nonsense. And they were so successful at pushing that line that they got big tech to censor the story, to censor the New York Post, which was actually doing good reporting on it. And they did that simply because they wanted to get Joe Biden elected. And now that Joe Biden is doddering and is starting to become a liability, now we see the mainstream media finally becoming interested in the Hunter Biden laptop story. No deception there, right? That's all above board. No disinformation. Here's another example. Again, another blast from the past. You had the George Zimmerman situation years ago, where George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin. It wasn't self-defense. Well, anyway, right. The mainstream media wanted to demonize Zimmerman. And what they did was they actually, NBC, doctored his 911 call to make him look like a racist, okay? And then that network did something similar again last year. Now, let's understand that when you agitate like that and you deceive people, you can foment racial unrest and inspire revenge attacks. And actually, those did occur in the wake of the Trayvon Martin shooting. So that blood is on the mainstream media's hands, too. But here's the thing, Chuck. As I put in my article, you know, you could fill whole volumes with examples such as these. I mean, the truth is, anyone who's paying attention knows that people in the mainstream media only lie when their lips are moving, okay? They know that. The more interesting topic is, why are they how they are? Now, Tucker Carlson, when he was reporting on this, called Rogan genuinely curious. And he was right. But here's what I point out in my piece. Well, when you say that, what is he curious about? What? What is he curious about? If your curiosity is genuine, it's only about one thing. You're curious about the truth. You want to know that. And that's why the left hates Joe Rogan. Because I'm not saying he's a desert mystic. I'm not saying he's right on every issue. He's wrong on many of them. But he is a regular guy operating in good faith and seeking truth. And he brings it very often to a wide audience. And let's point out, an audience that might not normally hear it, because an inordinate percentage of his listeners are men 18 to 40 years old, people who maybe otherwise would not be imbibing news and commentary, okay? And someone who is spreading truth is a mortal enemy, Chuck, of those whose agenda is built on lies, okay? Now, here's the thing, though, when I get into some deeper philosophy in my piece, this is very, very important now, what we're going to touch upon. Understand here, though, when I talk about lies, that the worst of the people we're talking about, they don't reckon lies the way the rest of us do, okay? Now, what I mean is the average person will lie sometimes, and I'm not saying that's right. It's not. But he also will generally accept that lying is wrong, or at least undesirable in principle. And when the average person does lie, Chuck, he might view it maybe as a necessary evil or an excusable one, or since so many people are awash in relativism, he might even call it a situational good. But devoted leftists, Chuck, are not like that. They're very, very different. In fact, they're so different, I mean this absolutely seriously now, that you could actually understand them as being aliens. To them, the true-untrue distinction is entirely irrelevant, and that's if they view it as existing at all. You see, they've replaced it, Chuck, with a different distinction. That which advances their agenda and that which doesn't. Now, here in my article, I point out something. This mentality, Chuck, was explained very, very well in this insightful 2019 New Criterion essay. It's entitled Lenin Think, and I'm mentioning it because it really is worth reading. I link up to it in my article. It was written by this fellow Gary Saul Morson, who obviously is a very, very intelligent, very deep man. And here's what he says about this mentality of the left, and he was talking about Vladimir Lenin. That's where it first became really obvious, I guess, by his lights. He said, quote, "A true Leninist does not decide whether to lie. He automatically says what is most useful with no reflection necessary. That is why he can show no visible signs of mendacity, perhaps even pass a lie detector test." And that's absolutely true. I find this so profound, Chuck, because I've been talking about this for years. I had this insight many years ago, and then this fellow put it all very, very well. And here are some more quotations from Morrison's piece. Okay, I want you to listen to these now. He writes, quote, "Opponents objected that Lenin, who of course was the leader of the Russian Revolution, lied without compunction." Another one, "Yes, we are contradicting what we said before," stated Lenin, "and when it is useful to reverse positions again, we will." Another one, "When Mensheviks objected to Lenin's personal attacks, he replied frankly that his purpose was not to convince, but to destroy his opponent." Here's another one, quote, "A crime was not an action or omission specified in the formal code because every, quote, socially dangerous act or omission was automatically criminal." Now, doesn't that remind you of today's left where they talk about microaggressions and how all these people must be censored because this misinformation is so dangerous, even though it's not technically illegal? Okay, here's one more quotation from Morrison. Quote, "In short, Bolshevik morality holds that whatever contributes to Bolshevik success is moral, whatever hinders it is immoral." Now, does any of that sound familiar at all? That's exactly how the left operates today, because that's exactly how the left always operates. Lenin also stated, again from Morrison's piece, quote, "We reject any morality based on extra-human concepts. To us, there is no such thing as a morality that stands outside human society. To us, morality is subordinated to the interests of the proletariat's class struggle." In other words, our agenda's interests. Again, does that sound familiar? That's exactly how our left operates. You know, I pointed out a long time ago, Chuck, you know, I've said this on your show, that when people cease believing in God in truth and they make everything relative, you know what? They ultimately make everything relative to themselves. And that's what you're seeing here. It doesn't matter if it was during the French Revolution or in Lenin's day, Mao's, or our day. Evil people always, always proceed in the same way. What they do is they place their agenda where the truth should be, at their lives' center, and they define misinformation as what? As anything that departs from it. Okay? So, in other words, what I'm saying here, and this is the staggering thought, when we see the Sakis of the world and the Stelters accuse others of lying, Chuck, you know what? It's entirely possible they're being honest with you. And why do I say that? Well, because when you've long ago stopped being honest with yourself and you've become the lie, it flows from you naturally with all sincerity. And that's why there's a great saying, a man who's capable of deceiving only others is not nearly as dangerous as a man who's capable of deceiving himself. So yes, these people, these demagogues in politics, in the mainstream media and elsewhere, they are liars, there's no doubt about it, but they also are deluded. So many of the untruths that they espouse with all sincerity, and that makes them truly dangerous because since we contradict those particular lies, they can truly believe that we're dangerous. And then when they persecute us, they can do it with the approval of their own consciences, and that makes them all the more dangerous.
I guess it's sort of like those that believe the liars have been totally indoctrinated, you know, and you're right. You know, they're calling us, you know, we're the enemy. You know, if you're a Trump supporter, you're the enemy. You know, religious, you're the enemy. Man, it's...
Well, and let me draw a distinction. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to draw a distinction here. You know, you can't paint everyone with one brush. You can't define this very simplistically. If you're talking about the people who are just seeking power, like, let's say, Kamala Harris, she's the perfect example, okay? They often just use these things as devices, you know, talking about misinformation and disinformation and how people have to be censored for society's own good, although they're deluded, of course, to a great extent, too. But there are other people, the activists, the college professors, other such people, people in the media, who actually believe in these things to a far greater degree. And that's why we call people such as those useful idiots, because they end up being the foot soldiers. They affect what needs to be affected so that the power seekers can attain power. And then once that happens, all these useful idiots tend to get persecuted along with the rest of us. That's what they don't understand.
Yeah.
That's what will befall them. They think that when this regime they dream about comes to flower, that they're going to be in the circle of power. But they're not going to be, because in a tyrannical autocratic regime, the people who rule are a very, very small group. And all you media dopes, all you pointy-headed pseudo-intellectuals in academia, all you people in entertainment who are a good example of the Dunning-Kruger effect, let me tell you something, you're going to be on the outs.
Yeah, because people they don't trust. People, they, you know, it's sort of like if you're stupid enough to eat the poison candy, I don't want you on my team because you should have never done it in the first place. You know what I mean? It's probably
a
very bad example, but I don't know where the poison candy is, I'll tell you. Selwyn, you got to be one of the greatest writers in the world. I mean, you explain this stuff so well, and I want to mention real quick because, boy, this time we've really run out of time where we could have, and my fault too, so many other good articles. But I'm not going to talk about an article right now. I'm going to talk about a video you posted just real quick. And it's February 2nd, How Low We've Sunk, the telling video of California. And listener, go to selwynduke.com and just look at that title, How Low We've Sunk, the telling video of California. And basically, it is from what year? 1940s? The 1940s.
1940s, yep.
And it just shows you, this camera showing you, you know, Southern California and what it looked like. But did you know, Selwyn, that I kept waiting that they were going to go back to the same place in 2021 or something, you know, and show the same identical places? That would have been a great video, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's funny, actually. One of the commenters on social media, when I posted it, made that point. Now, understand, the person who posted this video to YouTube actually was not making any social or political point. This was just a remastered old video where what they did was they colorized it and they clarified it. And that's a very valuable thing. They do that with a lot of old videos because it takes these people from, let's say, the early 1900s, even earlier than the 1940s, and it makes them look just like the video we see today. And so it brings it all to life. You know, instead of them seeing so distant, almost alien, in black and white, walking around fast, all grainy, you know, you see them looking just like people of today, except that they're dressed better. And that's what's so telling about this video.
Clean yards,
California.
You know. Nice houses, no gutter, no syringes, no human feces. Fantastic.
It's striking. And the people were so well dressed, and as I put it, this really illustrates how low we've sunk. As I wrote, you know, this is what a well-functioning, civilized society actually looks like, and this is what we're supposed to be. And it's so sad that we've squandered it, because we really had the greatest civilization that had ever graced this planet by far. And we allowed civilization destroyers to take it away from us. And, of course, when I say we, that means the majority. We're guilty of sins of omission, things that we should have done but didn't do. So we're all, I suppose, guilty to some degree.
Got about a minute before the break, a little less. You know, it's, in my opinion and probably a lot of people, when I look at this Biden administration, number one, I don't think he's the guy that picked it out, okay?
It's
somebody that's definitely into race theory and wokenism and, you know, and a man can have a baby and all this other stuff just by the people that are running the things. And when you get to Buttigieg or whatever his name is, Pete, you got to read this story too, okay? Biden administration goal of zero traffic deaths. It's basically a lot of speed meters registering everywhere you are, and you're, you know, and they're making a lot of money off of it. But there's so many stupid things that Buttigieg, you know, is doing when he's, you know, comes back from work from being on maternity leave because his guy, the other guy, had a baby adopted. There you go. Yeah. So I'm going to take off 5 weeks. Yeah. I'm going to leave it up to you. A Japanese study, ivermectin, or Tradu. Okay. Whichever one you want to use the rest of the time for. Selwyn Duke, SelwynDuke.com. Be right back.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available.
What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Two divorced single parents in Columbus, Ohio, try to construct a stable home for four quirky and troubled teenagers and do so by exploring what's called the sadomasochistic world of kink in the odd new romantic comedy They, Them, Us. Now on offer at various streaming services.
Sometimes I worry that I'm not wild enough for you.
You're so tense. What are you afraid of?
Well, like most people, he's afraid of whips, chains, paddles, and torture devices. And other than that, a drug-addicted, self-destructive son and a job teaching at a Christian school where he has to hide his extracurricular adventures. They, Them, Us, with its lighthearted treatment of some very dark material, isn't going to delight any sort of mainstream audience. Officially unrated, but it might definitely qualify for an NC-17. Two stars for the occasionally engaging They, Them, Us.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Go to selwynduke.com, get all of these excellent videos and reports that he writes. Which one do you want to end up with here in our last 4 minutes or so?
Let's talk about the boy king from Canada. How about that? Trudeau.
King. Oh, yes, very well. That's the one I have right on the top here, you know, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Go ahead. By the way, related, I guess, to the guy from Cuba.
Yeah, some people theorize about that. Well, yeah. As everyone knows, there's this big trucker protest in Canada, and I'll cut to the chase here. Justin Trudeau, the soy boy that he is, he fled Ottawa. He won't meet with them. And really, it's been theorized that he doesn't like these people. These are not the people who support him. These are blue-collar men. They actually make society run. People like him look down on such individuals, view them as dirty. Now, this is what I want to get to. You might say, well, wait a second, though. Don't these leftists really support the workers and the people as opposed to the owners of capital? Not exactly. And let me remind you of something. The ex-French president, François Hollande, well, it was reported that he privately would mock the poor as, quote, the toothless ones. And then there's another blast from the past here. This I remembered. I want to see if I can get this in before we have got to conclude. Fredo Arias King, he was an ex-aide to former Mexican president-elect Vicente Fox. Well, he wrote about how he and his colleagues, Chuck, spoke to 50 U.S. congressmen and senators back in 1999 and 2000. And here's what he reported. You're going to find this very interesting, and it relates to what we're talking about. He said that 45 of those 50 legislators, both Democrats and Republicans, were overtly pro-immigration. This was despite the fact that they recognized the negative consequences of massive Latin American migration. Now, why? Well, he explained, and he wrote, quote, the Democrat legislators tended to see Latin American immigrants and even Latino constituents as both more dependent on and accepting of active government programs and the political class guaranteeing those programs. Moreover, they saw Latinos as more loyal and dependable in supporting a patron-client system and in building reliable patronage networks to circumvent the exigencies of political life as devised by the founding fathers. Republican lawmakers we spoke with knew that they may not now receive there the naturalized Mexicans' votes, but they believe that these immigrants are more malleable than the existing Americans, that with enough care, convincing, and teaching, they could be converted, be grateful, and become dependent on them. Republicans seem to idealize the patron-client relationship with Hispanics as much as their Democratic competitors did. Okay? And I'm going to skip ahead here because we're running out of time. He wrote, I remember few instances when a legislator spoke well of his white constituents. One even called them rednecks and apologized to us on their behalf for their incorrect attitude on immigration. Most of them seemed to advocate changing the ethnic composition of the United States as an end in itself. And my point is, that's exactly what these pseudo-elite power mongers want. They want servants and subjects, not citizens.
Wow. Fantastic. Selwyn Duke. And fantastic articles. They flow out like Niagara Falls, and every one of them is worth waiting for the last drop. Boy, how could I come up with that all of a sudden? Yes. All right.
Quick.
Yeah, I guess I'll take 2 days off now and celebrate. Okay. Selwyn Duke, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
God bless.
Check this out about Japanese study finds ivermectin works on COVID, and Fauci must be tried for crimes against humanity. Check that out, listeners. Hey, thank you very much, Swade. Thank you for listening, and God bless the American, what was I going to say? Yes, the entire country altogether. Let's just put it that way, all right? And no animals were injured during the production of this year's program.